Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. Boy, this day went by fast.
Yeah.
And yeah, here we are, last break. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, earlier we had some voicemails, and we didn't get to this very last one. It's from a caller named Robert. Let's take a listen.
Hey, my name is Robert. I'm a 67-year-old black man who loves your show. However, as a Christian man, I wish you would just stop trying to make the Christians cuss with the joke of the day. You have such a good chance of being a good light for God. And I think and I hope and pray that you really will start to use that in a more productive way than making them fall down. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Robert, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Robert. Who made you the head disciple of other Christian black men? I appreciate what you're saying, Robert, but you 67. And I ain't trying to make nobody do nothing. This is how I am. This is my walk.
See, Robert,
my walk different from your walk. Because where he saved me from, it may be different from where he saved you from. See, I was way out there, Robert. I'm telling you, I was way out there. See, you may not have been out as far to sea as I was. You might have been a little closer to shore and got saved. So see, what I'm doing now is real good compared to what I used to do.
Amen.
And I don't really know, Robert, if I'm trying to really just cut out cussing altogether. I just don't know that I am. Because I tried it a couple times before and failed miserably. And I don't even know how you living without it myself. And I'm not trying to get you to use it, Robert. But you 67, you love the show, and you're a Christian man and all this.
Thank
here.
And I
appreciate you, Robert, being a good Christian man. But we need people like you, Robert, you know, that's living a little bit closer to the line. But, you know, Robert, what about them days? Let me ask you a question, Robert. What about them days when you ain't on the line? You know, because them is some days when you ain't on the line.
See, the days
I ain't on the line, I got a microphone attached to the day I ain't on the line. But what about them days, Robert, when you ain't on the line? You know, you old or something like that. You know, you want one of them young girls at the church. You know, you looking at them.
What?
Rubbing your thigh every time she walked by. You know what I'm saying, Robert? Oh, you don't do that?
Oh, he's cute.
Oh. Well, what do you do then, Robert? Let me ask you a couple of questions. You know?
Sure.
Have you ever cheated, Robert? Mm. Have you ever had sex outside of wedlock? Have you ever lied, Robert? You ever stole anything, Robert? I'm 67-year-old black man. I'm just talking about. So this whole time, you've been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you remember when you wasn't quite who you were? So let me tell you something else about me, Robert. I'm a better father than I used to be. I'm a better husband than I used to be. But I grew into this, Robert. Just took me a little bit of time to get here. Now, the fact that I still cuss, try not to let that bother you, Robert, because it's really, really one of the things that I absolutely enjoy doing. It is one of them things, Robert.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know you enjoy it.
Yeah, I ain't even, Shirley, you know, it's like, okay, like, see, Shirley, ask me a question. I'm going to give you an example. Just ask me any question. It don't matter.
All right, Steve, how are you today?
Now, watch this. This is without it. I'm all right. See how that ain't? Then?
Yeah.
Now, ask me again.
Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Man, I'm fine as hell. See how all of a sudden?
Yeah.
See how that?
Yeah.
You know, ask me something else, Shirley.
What are you going to have for breakfast today?
I ain't really decided. Now ask me again.
Oh, Steve, are you hungry? What do you want for breakfast?
Man, the hell if I know. See how that much better radio?
Yeah. Painted a clear picture. Yeah.
When I give me some blankety blank, when I give me some blankety blank sausage, whoo, I'm gonna be in this blankety blank clown.
See, Robert.
Theater of the mind, you know.
It's just, you know, you have to create stuff, you know. Like,
see that visual.
Yeah. I'm not coming down there.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
You made your point.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Nobody believes. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second version. Second
version. You ready for this one right here? I'm not coming the f*** down now. That right there.
Very different.
Sends the message. That, see, that first one, I'm not coming down. That you have hope that maybe he'll change his mind and show up. But that second one, I'm not coming, down now.
Yeah. Major point. Twice.
So, look, man. Robert, I love you, man. Appreciate you calling, man. Don't let that bother you, though, dog. Really, man. Don't let that bother you.
Don't let that get in your day.
For real, man. Because, look, man, we all got different walks, you know. Yeah. I serve him and love him just like you do. I just work, as Kim taught me, I just work across the street. See, you work at the church. I'm across the street sending them, waiting on the light to turn red so they can go over there. That's my job. I'm okay with that. Yeah. So thank you, Robert. Appreciate that phone call. Please.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.